Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. One of the nicer intros to one of their songs, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Have a great visit with our good friend, Catherine Caputa. She is the author of Breakthrough Branding. Catherine, give us your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, S-E-L-F-B-R-A-N-D, and I blog at artofbranding.com.
Artofbranding.com, and they can find your books there too, can't they?
They can find my books.
Yes, sir. Check all that out. Catherine, we're talking about the presidential candidates' brands, and how are they doing, and what can you and I learn from them? One of the things that I want to say, Catherine, about the presidents that we can learn from them, and this is happening in front of our very eyes. I've never seen a better example of this fundamental of branding for small businesses than what we're seeing right now. And that's something you and I've talked about before and that you talk about in your work all the time. And that is that everybody has a brand that other people get to evaluate. But the question is not whether that's the case. The question is who defines your brand. Are you defining it, or are you allowing it for other people to define it? And right now, I think that's a question for both candidates. What do you think?
I agree. You know, one of my sayings is, if you don't brand yourself, other people will.
Yep.
And I can guarantee you they're not going to brand you the way you want to be branded. And that's one of the things going on right now, because we're getting a little bit of mixed messages from both of these, you know, candidates. And I think that's what's confusing people a bit. And, you know, you mentioned just before we went on break about emotions. Well, perceptions and emotions are the most powerful thing in branding. You know, it's really what other people think of you and what other people really feel about you that's really going to be the decisive point.
And then back to who's defining it. If a negative ad goes out by one candidate against the other, and if the recipient candidate of that negative message hasn't done a good job already of laying the groundwork that can answer that even before it comes out, then that's the prevailing image, isn't it?
Exactly.
And it's the same thing with your business, folks.
Right, exactly. You've got to take charge of your brand. You've
got
to take charge of your personal brand and your business brand, and you want to define your brand and build the relationship with your customers so that you convey the right messages.
Let me give a quick example of that. If somebody writes a negative review about you on Yelp or on some web page or a blog or whatever, or on your own page, you can't stop that. You can't prevent that if they're not happy. But what you've got to have before that lands, you need to have four or five positive reviews from real customers that really were happy. You got to have that to counterbalance that. What do you think, Catherine?
Well, I agree 100% because I think that, you know, people get upset when they read a negative review and maybe respond and say that's not true. The way to handle it is to say, you know, I'm sorry that you had that experience. It's very unusual. If you look at the other reviews, they're all very positive. You know, please give me a call. You know, let's work this out. So then, you know, you diffuse it. You really want to take action, take control, and also encourage all your happy customers to write reviews on Yelp
and other forums. And they become surrogates, like the candidates have surrogates for them, don't they?
Exactly. We can learn a lot from candidates because they're experts at branding and they have a lot of experts advising them.
I also would like to recommend that you look at the branding effort of the candidates and learn from their mistakes, because they're making plenty of those.
Yes, exactly. And you see it when they pull back. You know, we talked during the break about Obama making some comments off teleprompter about, you know, government's role with small business growth. Well, a lot of small businesses said, you know, gee, that's really not quite how my success happened.
Right.
You know, so that caught enough. And, of course, Romney jumped on that, you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, positioning the, you know, Obama brand as, you know, he represents too much government. He's, you know, he's not going to be the kind of person that's going to turn around.
It seems to me, Catherine, that what both, what any candidate needs is an underlying true North theme. This is how I am. This is how I feel about America. Everything else that I do, whatever other policy I talk about, education, immigration, the economy, whatever it may be, everything else is a branch off of that backbone, off of that true North position that I have about America. It seems to me like that's what any candidate needs. And frankly, I don't see that. I'm not seeing that from either one of the candidates right now.
Well, you know why, and I agree with you, and that's very powerful when you stand for something and everybody knows what you stand
yeah.
for. But what you see going on today is there's a lot of, you know, conflicting, you know, in the Republican side, the conservative base. Look, Romney had a hard time getting the nomination, you know, so a lot yep. of people felt he wasn't conservative enough.
Yep.
So, and Obama has the same problem. So in a way, they're trying to appeal to these groups as well, which hurts their message. But I agree with you. Having a true North, having something that you own in the mind is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Obama did that before because hardly anybody could be opposed to change. You
That's
know,
right. And hope. Everybody wanted hope, right? Hey, Catherine, give us that
exactly.
website again, please.
My website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
And your blog?
And my blog is artofbranding.com, and you can sign up for daily blog posts. And a lot of messages there are right for you.
And the book is called Breakthrough Branding. That's her new book, Catherine Caputa, K-A-P-U-T-A. Catherine, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.